A number of high-profile politicians have today come out to say they won't be putting their names and addresses on the census tonight. The census rolls out every 5 years, but this is the first time it's caused such a stir because of privacy concerns. The government will now be linking your name to the data you supply and storing it for a total of 4 years. A national debate has erupted about whether the census will be used as a tracking tool by government, which could fall into the wrong hands. Those who choose to withhold information from the census risk facing a fine of $180 a day. Kristen Tsiamas has this report.
This is the first year that the Australian Bureau of Statistics will keep all the names and addresses it has collected. The ABS made the decision to extend the time that they hold the information from 18 months to 4 years. Western Australian Greens Senator Scott Ludlam says these changes motivated him to evaluate his position on personal privacy and the census.
Yeah, that was initially what triggered my concerns, actually, was rather than saying that they're going to hold on to it as long as they need it to file a material, then they would destroy it, that they're going to hold on to it for 4 years, which is just short of the next census. The more we looked into it, the more we realised it's not so much how long they hold the names for, it's the fact that they're converting the names into a unique digital identifier that can then be used to cross-match up with other data sets.
Senator Ludlam is one of several politicians who today came out and announced the controversial decision to withhold their name and address from the census. Ludlam says that the ABS isn't doing enough to protect the privacy of concerned Australian citizens.
It is a big concern because anybody with substantial data holdings tries to do that. They try to protect the material or they try to encrypt it. But the Australian privacy principles, which set out at reasonably great length the way that you should go about this, really propose that the safest thing to do is not to collect material in the first place if you don't actually need it. Now, we'd argue the census has been going very successfully since 1911, and they've never needed to create this unique identifier that will basically tag people and follow them around. So why start now? That's the case that hasn't been made. And we believe that it does expand the range of risks of misuse or misadventure that material could be subject to.
But Duncan Young, who is in charge of the census for the ABS, says that they've put multiple layers of security in place and that your data is safe.
We invest in physical security mechanisms, so information stored and managed in secure environments. We put in place technology security mechanisms, so implementing the best practices around security, encrypting data, regularly auditing, regularly testing and trying to break our own security, or having independent people try and break our own security. We put in place personnel security, so only the people who are signed up under the Census and Statistics Act and go through the relevant training are involved. The key fundamental is going through processes of testing and testing again to make sure that we've got everything in place to provide that hand-on-heart assurance.
The Census has been officially running since 1911 and provides a snapshot of the nation. Information from the census is used to establish essential public programs, including funding for schools, homeless strategies, and employment programs. Senator Ludlam says that these strategies can still be put into place without linking people's identity to the information being provided.
If people fill the census out and the only field that's left missing is the name and maybe the address, then the ABS still has what it needs to do the job that it's been doing since 1911.
There are those who say that we shouldn't boycott the census because it's too important, but Senator Ludlam says that the ABS haven't been clear about their reasons for linking data to individuals.
But we think that the ABS has really messed up and crossed a line in demanding not only that people's names and address be recorded compulsorily, but also converting that information into a statistical linkage key that can then be used to basically track you from census to census. It changes the way that the census can be used. We're not really clear why they're insisting on doing it. So it's not a boycott as such. It's just that we believe it should remain an anonymous statistical snapshot like it's always been.
With the calls to link and track people's census information, the issue of privacy is high on the agenda. Senator Ludlam says that what you write on your census form tonight is a personal choice, and that the Greens will consider calling for legislative changes to prevent the ABS from enforcing those fines. You can obviously be fined for not filling out the census correctly, and that fine does max out at $1,800, but it is, you know, $180 a day. And, you know, we're looking at young people, pensioners, people on minimum wage. You know, that would be, what, 10 hours of work for a minimum wage earner to pay off a fine like that. So about Australians?
We're not advocating this for everybody. This is a personal choice that I'm making. And the ball will be in the ABS's court as to whether they actually go ahead and start fining people. That's going to be a decision that they can make. We obviously think that it would be far preferable that they didn't.
Despite the threat of being fined, after the last census in 2011, only 100 fines were issued across Australia.
That was Kristen Tsiamis ending that report. And if you're not able to fill out your census tonight, the ABS has said there are other options. You have until the 23rd of September to complete it online, or until the 18th to fill out a paper copy.